time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 65. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 45. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. 30-year-old Fairfield resident Nathan D. Musgrave was arrested Saturday afternoon by Wayne County deputies on a charge of aggravated assault. According to police reports, at approximately 12:21, deputies responded to a business in Fairfield to a report of a subject threatening someone with a firearm. Deputies met with Fairfield police officers and spoke with the man who had been threatened. He said Musgrave pulled into the business and threatened him with a shovel. Musgrave then reportedly said he would rather shoot the man than look at him, and he returned to his truck. The man who had been threatened went inside and called police as Musgrave left. After police had arrived on scene, Musgrave returned and he was quickly arrested. He was transported to the Wayne County Jail and released after posting $170 bond. More news next.
At FNB, we believe in us, not us the bank, us the farmers, us the families, us the community. That's why we continuously and proudly support, invest in, and volunteer throughout our region. So whether you're from Fairfield, Wayne City, Sisney, Grayville, or anywhere in between, you'll always find a friendly and helpful neighbor right here at home. FNB, Banking Business Life. Member FDIC.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care now provides convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs urgent medical attention. Urgent Care will allow you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E.
In other news, 36-year-old Fairfield resident Chad M. Chapman was arrested by Wayne County deputies Friday afternoon on a charge of domestic battery. According to police reports, at approximately 12:45, deputies responded to a complaint of domestic battery. Upon their arrival, deputies saw a victim near her two children who appeared to be in pain and was unable to sit in a chair. She and Chapman had both been at the residence, and after telling him she was leaving, the victim said Chapman grabbed her, threw her to the floor, hit her head on the floor, kicked her several times, picked her up, and threw her across the room. Deputies then spoke with Chapman, who said the woman had thrown a glass of water on him and attacked him to begin the incident. Deputies did see a discoloration on his left ear. Chapman also stated that he had a witness to his side of the event, but after being contacted by police, the witness stated that they didn't see anything. Chapman was arrested and lodged in the Wayne County Jail, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Police are reportedly investigating a bank robbery in Mount Vernon. Media reports indicate the robbery happened this morning at People's National Bank on Main Street on the east side of town. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office is assisting in the search for a suspect. 30-year-old Fairfield resident Sarah A. Tercero was arrested Saturday afternoon by Fairfield police on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of theft. Tercero was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held pending the posting of $2,095 bond. 35-year-old Xenia resident Chastity A. Busby was arrested by Wayne County deputies Friday night on a Wayne County warrant for theft. Busby was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $5,000 bond. 23-year-old Fairfield resident John E. Phillips was arrested by Wayne County Sheriff's Department personnel Friday morning on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of theft. Phillips was lodged in the Wayne County Jail, pending the posting of $595 bond. 38-year-old Flora resident Joshua W. Schofield was arrested early Saturday morning by Illinois State Police on charges of driving under the influence of alcohol and aggravated assault. Schofield was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of bond. His bond had not been set for the aggravated assault charge, and it was set at $120 for DUI. The monthly meeting of NARF, the National Active and Retired Federal Employees, will be held tomorrow at the Edwards County Senior Center on North 5th Street in Albion. All members and prospective members are encouraged to attend. Anyone seeking more information is asked to call 847-2321. Illinois State University is freezing tuition and room and board rates for the next academic year. The university's Board of Trustees took action Friday. New freshmen, transfer, and graduate students will pay the same rates in the 2019-2020 academic year as the current year. Reports indicate that, for new undergraduates, tuition is $384.13 per credit hour. Students who are new this fall will pay that rate through summer 2023. Mandatory fees are increasing by $10 per credit hour. With the increase, the total cost of attending ISU is $24,682 for a full-time student. That does include health insurance. The board says the increased fees will be used to enhance academics, particularly technology and facilities. Paula Lawrence, a counselor at Egyptian Behavioral Health Services of Wayne County, says gambling, and in particular video gaming, is an addiction, much the same as drug abuse.
It is absolutely an addiction. It is a severe addiction, and it devastates more families than what people realize. And in rural areas, like where we have the video gaming, it affects people that really can't afford to be gambling. A lot of people who put the money in the machines are a lot of times people who are living on fixed incomes like Social Security, and they go in and they, you know, put the money in the machines thinking that they're going to hit big. In reality, that's not really what happens. And so then they end up, you know, not having the money to live on for the month and end up having to go to food pantries, or they, you know, have to go to places like Wadi or churches to help them pay their bills.
Lawrence says while she has been trained in gambling addiction, there have not been any referrals to her agency, despite the fact that over $100,000 was wagered on video gaming in Fairfield alone in March. She says that number just proves the severity of the problem.
There is a huge gambling problem in Wayne County. I mean, I know the jobs and essentially the wages and what people make in our area, and people don't have that kind of money. People do not have that kind of disposable income.
Lawrence says the state is starting a new gambling addiction campaign called We Know the Feeling, which is being funded in part by the Illinois Department of Human Services. More information will be available at weknowthefeeling.org. Egyptian Behavioral Health Services is located on North Basin Road in Fairfield. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow at City Hall with a full agenda. The council will first certify last month's election results and give awards of appreciation. Then new Aldermen Brett Cole and Gary Moore will be sworn in. The first items of business for the new council will be appointing several positions for the city, including fire and police chiefs, assistant fire and police chiefs, city collector, city treasurer, and several board and committee appointments. In other business, the council will award bids for water filter chemicals, and it's expected to revise the city's trailer ordinance. It's also slated to hear an ordinance approving the sale of municipal property on 600 West College Street. Aldermen will also hold discussions on several issues in the city. The heavy rains to start the year have prompted the council to discuss hiring engineers to examine flooding issues in the city. Aldermen will also revisit the topic of non-employees riding in city vehicles and equipment. The issue came to the forefront in Fairfield after the Veterans Day parade, and it's come back into the public eye after spectators were taken up in a bucket truck at FCC's Lineman Rodeo last month. As farmers hope this week provides a sustained dry period to allow field work, Wayne County Farm Bureau Manager Doug Anderson says the very wet start to the year will continue to have an impact, as seen in river levels. Anderson said the Mississippi and Illinois rivers are shut down, and though he hasn't heard of issues in this part of the state yet, delays are certainly possible.
The rivers are shut down. Mississippi and Illinois rivers are shut down due to flooding. So now you have situations in the northern part of the state where they cannot move grain out and they cannot move fertilizer in for when farmers actually do get the field activity ramped up. So there is going to be some logistical issues with the river system over the next month or so until these river levels go down.
In other Farm Bureau business, Anderson, appearing on Morning Coffee last week, said the Illinois Farm Bureau supports a moderate raise in the state's motor fuel tax.
So I think everybody knew this was coming. We just don't know where it would shake out on the levels. And, you know, within the Farm Bureau world, we actually support a moderate increase in motor fuel tax. I don't know what that means exactly. So it's left our leadership open to kind of decide where we're going to fall as an organization, whether we're going to support this or oppose this, you know, is 25 cents moderate.
A proposal last week in the Illinois legislature called for a 25-cent increase in gasoline taxes. That proposal would also see a 320% increase for diesel fuel, which Anderson said would impact farmers the most. Secretary of State and State Librarian Jesse White has awarded FY19 Public Library Per Capita and Equalizations Aid grants totaling $15.4 million. The grants will be distributed to 631 public libraries that serve nearly 12 million patrons. The Fairfield Public Library will receive $6,442.50 from the grants. The Albion Public Library will receive $2,485, the Wayne City Kistner Public Library $1,290, and the West Salem Public Library will receive $1,121.25. The Carmi Public Library will receive $6,550, and the McCoy Memorial Library in McLeansboro will receive over $3,600. Per capita grant funding is authorized under Illinois Library Law for public libraries, which allows resources for expenses like materials, personnel, equipment, electronic access, telecommunications, and technology. Equalization aid grants help qualifying public libraries with a low library tax base to ensure a minimum level of funding. Information about the two programs can be found at cyberdriveillinois.com. The Illinois Senate recently passed a bill that broadens eligibility for the state's Popular Money Award program, which provides grants to college-bound students. Due to a lack of funding in the last two fiscal years, over 174,000 students were denied the grant, and Senator Dale Ryder said the new bill would make it harder for middle-income students to afford education.
It kind of continues us on the march of being more concerned about people who are in the country illegally than the children who are in Illinois legally. This legislation opens up the monetary award program, which is an important program we have because it helps middle-income or lower-middle-income students afford higher education. It's a critical component in the affordability that we all say we're worried about for Illinois students. The bill the Senate Democrats passed opens up the program to illegal aliens, to people who are in the country illegally. This legislation will likely mean that 3,000 to 3,500 Illinois citizen students will not be able to access help to get them to college.
The bill also opens the program to those who have not registered in the Selective Service Program. The measure has been passed by both the House and Senate, so it now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker. The Illinois State Board of Education is accepting nominations for key awards for top teachers and community members who aid schools. The 2020 Illinois Teacher of the Year and Those Who Excel Awards honor people who have made significant contributions to pre-K through 12 public and non-public schools. State Board officials will announce the 2020 Teacher of the Year and recognize recipients of Those Who Excel Awards at a banquet this fall. It's the 45th year for recognizing the Teacher of the Year. Award winners come from a number of categories, including classroom teachers, administrators, school board members, community volunteers, licensed support personnel, and more. The Teacher of the Year is chosen from the classroom teacher group. Nominations for the honors are due June 3rd. That's the news. Area deaths next.
If you're looking for a new doctor, look no further than the new SSM Health Provider Finder. Search for physicians online based on conditions and treatments, name spellings and pronunciations, and locations near you. What's more, SSM Health doctors are known for taking the time to listen and connect with you. We call this the healing power of presence. You'll find this helpful tool at ssmhealth.com/doctors.
Summer is quickly approaching and ice cream is in the air. At Dairy Queen, stop in and try the new Blizzard of the Month. Brownie dough and choco chunks, cocoa fudge, and brownie dough mixed with Dairy Queen delicious ice cream. Your taste buds will thank you. May kicks off the mini blizzard flight. Want to try something new? During the month of May, try any three mini blizzards for just $6.49. You pick the flavors. Call DQ today for your Mother's Day and graduation cakes.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 56. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 25,245, down 697. The NASDAQ is at 7,658, down 259. And June crude oil is at $60.73, and that is down 93 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 88-year-old Clay City resident Joyce May Powell died on Saturday at the Flora Gardens. She was a lifetime member of the Bethel United Methodist Church. Joyce Powell is survived by five children, Dan Powell of O'Fallon, Iris Bergener and Carletta Knoll of Clay City, Mike Powell of Elizabethtown, Tennessee, and Amy Miller of Little Rock, Arkansas, seven grandchildren, one step-granddaughter, 16 great-grandchildren, three great-great-grandchildren, a half-sister, Alice Childers, and half-brothers Sherman Thomas, Jimmy Thomas, and Ellery Thomas. A graveside service for Joyce Powell will be held at 4 o'clock p.m. on Saturday at Gunyon Cemetery in rural Sisney. Memorials may be directed to the Bethel United Methodist Church of Clay City, and they will be accepted at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home of Sisney, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, cloudy skies and a high of 65. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 45. Sunny skies tomorrow, tomorrow's high 70. Outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, scattered showers on Wednesday, a high of 75 and low of 55. Mostly sunny skies on Thursday. Thursday's high will be around 82 with a low of 65. Partly cloudy on Friday. Friday's high will be around 85 with an overnight low of 68.